We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Estonia celebrates her Independence Day. In humanitarian news, His Royal Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco donates an additional 400,000 euros to Lebanese development project. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 24th, is the birthday of the President of Malawi, His Excellency Dr. Bingu Wa Mutharika, born in 1934 in Thiola, Malawi. Elected in 2004, President Mutharika is also the chairperson of the African Union, which promotes peace, prosperity, and security of all Africans. His Excellency has introduced a proposal for food security on the continent within 5 years. This plan includes encouraging clean energy sources and partnering with other African nations. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, Dr. Bingu Wa Mutharika, for your dedicated work to improve the lives of the people of Malawi and Africa. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Miracle rescues bring hope after deadly New Zealand earthquake. With officials estimating as of Wednesday, February 23rd, that 300 people remain missing following Tuesday's deadly quake, New Zealand Prime Minister John Key declared a national state of emergency as more than 500 search and rescue crews, dogs, fire service personnel, police, soldiers, and volunteers continued their mission of finding survivors under the rubble. These rescue operations are extremely delicate, with personnel using both bare hands and heavy equipment as they work alongside damaged buildings that threaten to topple amidst recurring strong aftershocks, and must also make difficult decisions at times of the need to focus their efforts on areas where people are most likely to be found alive.
Although 75 fatalities have been confirmed in this quake, with the number expected to rise, over 120 survivors have been found, with taps and phone texts coming from beneath the wreckage that continue to bring hope. Among those still alive is Miss Anne Bodkin, who was successfully rescued after nearly 24 hours of being trapped in the collapsed pine-galled Guinness building, where she said there were also other survivors. Christchurch Mayor Bob Parker said, "The sun came out the moment she was removed from the building. It was like God turned on the lights."
Upon hearing of the initial catastrophe, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her tearful prayers and all her love as she offered 27,000 New Zealand dollars for any urgent necessities and called on our association members to please go to assist in whatever way was needed while bringing comfort to the quake victims.
"Our deep appreciation, all officials, workers, and individuals working tirelessly to help the quake-stricken people, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate care. May the Divine protect all rescuers and those still trapped as we pray for the swift restoration of Earth's stability through humanity's kinder regard for all beings."
Dust storms disrupt Israel. Much of the country was enveloped by tons of dust this past Sunday, causing interrupted service at several airports due to poor visibility and high winds. Road travel was also hampered by poor visibility, while sandstorms were reported in the Negev Desert. The National Parks Authority advised people with heart problems, as well as expectant mothers and children, to avoid strenuous physical activities.
Thankfully, the Meteorological Service reported that rains were expected to shower in the north and then spread southward to clear the air. "We pray for the health and safety of all Israeli residents and that such hazardous conditions subside as we care more conscientiously for the ecosphere."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
International community urged to help halt deaths of peaceful protesters. Speaking to the press on Wednesday, February 23rd, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini said he had received indication of more than 1,000 Libyan protesters killed thus far, while a French doctor in Benghazi estimated that some 2,000 people had died in that city alone. Joining the Libyan people in an appeal for assistance in stopping the killing of unarmed protesters are several United Nations representatives, including UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary or Arbitrary Executions, Professor Christoph Haynes, and UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez. Meanwhile, various media are reporting that two Libyan warships entered waters off the coast of Malta seeking asylum as they left their country after refusing orders to attack fellow citizens. Interior Minister Abdel Fattah Younis, who had resigned on Tuesday, February 22nd, over his objections to the use of force against fellow citizens, is reported to have been kidnapped. And two Libyan Air Force officers parachuted out of their jet, allowing it to crash, rather than obey orders to bomb protesters in the city of Benghazi. Response from other countries is growing, with Peru becoming the first nation to cut off diplomatic relations with Libya, with the nation's president, Alan Garcia, speaking out against the use of Libyan warplanes, artillery fire, and other forms of force on unarmed people. Other leaders joining the call to halt all violence include U.S. President Barack Obama, Jordanian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mohammed Kayed, Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, British Prime Minister David Cameron, U.S. Senator John Kerry, U.S. Department of State spokesperson P.J. Crowley, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini, French Prime Minister François Fillon, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Spokesperson Maya Kosa-Janisic, Secretary General of the Organization of the Islamic Conference Ekmeleddin Esanoglu, and Iranian Foreign Ministry Spokesperson Rahman Memanparast.
We're all extremely concerned about what's happening in Libya. 27 foreign ministers yesterday issued a statement. Great concern to see the violence stop immediately. Great concern to see dialogue begin. Great concern to ensure that people are safe, the people of Libya, and of course the people from all over the world who are in that country.
Neighbors to Libya, such as Tunisia, Egypt, and Malta, have all answered calls from the United Nations and are keeping their borders open to asylum seekers, as Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi also quelled oil price concerns by announcing that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, would produce enough oil to make up for any shortfall caused by political instability in the Middle East.
A 600-seat ferry was sent by the U.S. government to evacuate nationals, while Sky News reported that the British government has chartered both planes and ships to bring its citizens out of the country, saying that the contact phone for booking a seat is 0207-008-0000 or 021-340-3644/45 from Libya.
In other countries that are seeing unrest, such as Algeria, Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Iraq, Yemen, Morocco, and Tunisia, citizens continue demanding meaningful change through pro-democracy protests, with the number of deaths in Cote d'Ivoire rising to 300 in clashes over the outcome of recent presidential elections.
After two more protesters were killed in Yemen when security forces opened fire and nine parliamentarians quit the ruling party, writing a joint letter to the president calling for reforms, Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh ordered the security personnel to halt, saying that they should also ensure the protection of journalists.
With deep sadness for the lives lost, may heaven bless everyone in safety as we pray that the conflict cease in all countries and that their people may live with dignity and freedom, security and peace.
ASEAN and Indonesia assist in peaceful Thai Cambodian resolution. On Tuesday, February 22nd, an emergency meeting of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, was held in Jakarta, Indonesia, to discuss the recent conflict between Thailand and Cambodia over their shared border near the Prah Wiha Temple, in which at least 10 people died and thousands of residents fled in fear.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa announced after the meeting that an agreement had been reached which allows 40 unarmed personnel from Indonesia to be stationed at the border region in question to observe both sides' adherence to peace and provide impartial reports from the location. Representatives from Thailand and Cambodia also both asked that Indonesia participate in further bilateral negotiations to help fully resolve their issues through diplomatic means.
Many thanks, Indonesia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, for your brotherly efforts to ensure safety and peace amongst the people of Thailand and Cambodia. Blessed be such mutual care and concern in bringing lasting harmony across the globe.
PCRM Legislative Fund strives to protect lives. Recently, the U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, founded by vegan physician and Shining World Compassion Award recipient Dr. Neil Barnard, invited the public and celebrities to an event to support government policies on non-animal testing, ethical research, as well as preventive medicine.
PCRM is doing amazing work in the world, and it's a blend of helping animals and making people aware of that there's no reason to have animals suffer anymore, to test them. And in addition to letting the world know that we don't need to eat animals anymore. in order to nourish our bodies.
We should treat all living beings how we want to be treated.
Veganism is really the core essence of everything that they put out there in the world. And they're doing some really amazing things on Capitol Hill, and that's why I'm here tonight, to support their legislative fund.
The PCRM Legislative Fund is headed by its Director of Public Affairs and vegan, Mrs. Elizabeth Kucinich, also the wife of vegan U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Our child nutrition bill was successful. We have had over 160 members sign on to the Great Ape Protection Act, which is to end invasive research on great apes. We work on this with our physician members and with communities up and down the United States, making sure that legislative action is really effective. We're starting a new campaign to stop the subsidies which go to feed crops, which really are subsidies directly to meat and dairy.
And I'm happy to say that the work we've been doing not only helps individuals, but it's been really helping policymakers to see a better way forward.
Unlike any other organization, the evidence for a plant-based diet is backed up with sound science. And I just love that, because we have scientists and doctors that are proving that it's not just compassionate, but it also is healthy.
The obesity crisis is largely because of the overconsumption of meat and dairy products in the form of fast food and junk food. We know that meat production is the single biggest cause of global warming, far beyond transportation. So PCRM talks about how to switch to a plant-based diet and live a healthier lifestyle that is less impactful on the environment. So it's good for us, it's good for our bodies, it's good for the animals, compassionate, it's good for the planet. It's good for everybody. Let's do it.
To me, it's a group that it's doctors telling you what to do. It's about being healthy. What is happening to our country? Where, you know, one out of three children are obese. They have early heart disease.
There's a huge health crisis in our country. People are dying from diseases of diet.
When you get physicians who understand anatomy better than any of us do, and they come together and say, hang on a second, this isn't working, we have to listen.
So really just them getting this logical, simple message out to people is something that I like to support.
Upon learning of Supreme Master Qinghai's extensive efforts toward the same noble causes, PCRM's Director of Public Affairs, Elizabeth Kucinich, had invited her to the gathering. Although her schedule did not permit her to attend, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a representative while also contributing a $50,000 donation for furthering the good work.
This is a very special gift, and Supreme Master Qinghai has pledged her support for this work, and she couldn't be here tonight, but she has sent a Chairman Lin from Taiwan to start us off with a contribution.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be present here with all of you, the doctors, experts, and the like-minded supporters who have done so much for promote vegetarian, create healthy and compassionate choice. Supreme Master Qinghai has for almost 30 years encouraged people to adopt plant-based diet. All our love for all beings, humans and animals alike, and is thus ever appreciative of the shared ideals of Dr. Neil Bernard, Mrs. Elizabeth Kucinich, and the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Tonight, with privilege, I'd like to convey sincere thanks from the Supreme Master Qinghai to PCRM. In the letter from the Supreme Master Qinghai to Mrs. Kucinich, she said, along with my deep appreciation for your efforts, I would like to humbly contribute $50,000 support and heaven's blessing for the fruitful success of the occasion and your continued tireless work to protect and cherish beings all love and the best wishes, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you.
Ms. Kucinich and Dr. Barnard, among others, conveyed their appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I would like to say thank you so much for your generosity, your vision, for working for animals, the environment, for humanity, and for supporting the PCRM Legislative Fund. We really thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I would just like to say thank you so much for really being an inspiration to so many people and for your support of the work that we're doing. It's a long road ahead, and I'm delighted that we're working together.
Bravo, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Legislative Fund, for your outstanding work in saving both human and animal lives. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her tireless efforts of compassion toward all beings, as we pray that our world is soon governed by the principle of love for all.
For more information about the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine Legislative Fund, please visit www.pcrmlf.org.
Dr. Neil Barnard's The Get Healthy, Go Vegan cookbook is available at www.amazon.com.
Dr. Barnard also signed a copy of his book for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
To Supreme Master Ching Hai, with deepest appreciation for all you do to make the world a better place, Neil Barnard.
Be Veg, go green to save the planet.
I'm Jen Landon, Be Veg, go green to save the planet.
My name is Adi Gill, Be Veg, go green to save the planet.
Hi, I'm Frances Fisher, Be Veg, go green to save the planet. Save yourself.
Hi, I'm Persia White, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Be Veg, go green to save the planet.
Be Veg, go green.